Hey, thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to another nicotine-free edition of Humor at Work. I want to talk about the importance of reflection and celebrating the year that was. 2017 has been a bit, as the kids like to say, cray-cray. So it's been a good year to remind ourselves to live each and every day as though it was our last, because sooner or later, we'll all be right. So as the year winds down, why not take some time this month with your team and your family to reflect back on 2017 and have everyone share, really simple exercise, but really important to do, I think. Number one, their top three highlights, wins, or milestones of the year. Number two, the top three things they are most grateful for. Number three, the top three things they are most looking forward to in 2018. And finally, number four, the funniest thing that happened to them or they experienced all year. And my fun at work tip, this Friday, December 15th is official Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, a great, if not slightly frightening, theme day to try on size for work, or do what some workplaces do and use the occasion as an excuse for everyone to bring in their unloved sweaters of any kind to donate to charity. And the deep thought of the week, half our life is spent trying to find something to do with the time we have rushed through life trying to save. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, Inc. magazine compiled the list of the top 10 stupidest emails of all time. Here are just three of those top 10. I think three of my favorites. We have decided to cancel the training for our new computer system on the grounds that once people learn the system, they usually leave. Second stupid one, after several strong sales months, we have decided to print employee appreciation t-shirts. These shirts will go on sale next Monday. And finally, we have decided against creating a customer support department on the grounds that it might encourage customers to complain more often. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr from www.humoratwork.com, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.